Begich told the chamber that he spent a good chunk of his August recess introducing D.C. officials to life in Alaska. He described shepherding the new Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, around the state. It was Fox's first trip to Alaska.
And you have to imagine the Secretary of Transportation, they travel with Secret Service. So they have police escort, SUVs, it's just kind of this big show. We're going to Nome. Okay? And we pull up in front of the Municipal League conference, and it's like, you know, it's unbelievable. And I'm thinking, oh, wait till we get to Unicle. this is not going to work out so well.
But Begich said visits like that serve an important purpose.
When you have a gentleman like that who's in charge of transportation, roads, air, ferry systems, all that, to have them understand what it takes to travel in Alaska is an incredible experience.
Begich also took issue with the idea that Congress is too dysfunctional these days, pointing to the passage of recent bills on veterans care, workforce training, and highway funding. But he couldn't get away from the issue of partisan gridlock. Audience member Jeff Budd asked the question that Begich said he gets everywhere. How do we end partisan bickering in the Capitol? Begich said members of Congress are stuck in a permanent election mindset.
Democrats worry about what a Republican will say in the campaign. Republicans worry about what a Republican will say in their primary. That's the fact.
Begich himself is currently waging one of the most closely watched campaigns in the country. He's being challenged by Republican Dan Sullivan in a race that could decide control of the U.S. Senate. Most recently, Begich has faced criticism for an ad in which he accused Sullivan of letting sex offenders off with light sentences while he was attorney general and pointed to a gruesome murder as a result.
I want to show you a crime scene.
The Begich campaign removed the spot from the air at the request of an attorney for the victim's family. But in an interview, Begich defended the ad.
But it's important that his record be out there and people know what it is. And there's no question that his record of an attorney general letting people who were violent offenders or people who committed sexual assault with plea bargains out early is clear.
The fact-checking website PolitiFact gave the ad a score of pants on fire, its lowest rating for political statements. Meanwhile, Sullivan is running ads that highlight the sheer amount of outside money flooding into the race.
Pretty soon, you're going to want to do this to your TV.
In the ad, Sullivan then shoots a television. Both campaigns have benefited from major spending by outside groups, and Sullivan has criticized Begich for refusing to sign a pledge that would limit that spending. Begich called the pledge a political ploy and issued his own challenge.
You know, you're running for the United States Senate. So if whatever you do in your campaign should reflect what you will do in office. So if he wants to have this agreement, then I also want him to commit to overturning Citizens United, which will get rid of this once and for all, so we never have to have agreements. And two, full disclosure like we have in Alaska law for anyone running.
Alaska law requires ads by outside groups to disclose their top three donors. Citizens United is the Supreme Court decision that removed limits on election spending by corporations and unions. Begich said another area of disagreement is climate change, which he called a generational issue.
First off, you have to first acknowledge there is climate change. And I think there is a stark contrast between me and my opponent on this, just to be political for a second on that.
Sullivan has said there's no concrete scientific consensus on how much humans contribute to climate change. Begich said the country needs to diversify its energy sources, develop major incentives for energy conservation, and invest in mitigation efforts now to deal with the effects of climate change. He said he could not believe some of the impacts he has seen across Alaska. But that doesn't mean he supports pulling back on oil and gas exploration. And if that seems like a contradiction, Begich insists it isn't. He says oil and gas will be a part of the equation for a long time to come.
We have a choice. We can produce oil and gas in our country under our environmental regulations, which are much stronger to protect the environment, emissions, and other things. Or we deny the fact that these countries that we are buying from are really doing, I mean, their environmental standards are awful. I mean, I don't care if you're in Nigeria, China, wherever, they're awful.
On the subject of another hot-button Alaska race, Begich said he supports the unity ticket recently formed by independent Bill Walker and Democrat Byron Mallott, who merged their campaigns in an effort to beat Republican incumbent Governor Sean Parnell. Begich said Parnell needs to be held accountable for his policies, especially the decision not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Did you have any role in sort of the negotiations for the unity ticket?
I was happy to give my thoughts. I think it's important. You know, I know Byron personally. I know Walker personally.
Were your thoughts supportive of the idea?
We had a good conversation.
And his conversation with voters will continue until the general election on November 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.